We are learning Masechtas Bava Kamma, Daf Tes Amud Beis, and we are beginning two lines from the bottom of Tes Amud Aleph. Omrav Zeir, Omrav Huno. B'mitzvah ad shlish. The halacha is that by a mitzvah you spend tula shlish. Now what does that mean? My shlish. Ilei ma shlish peisai. If it means you split up to, you use up to a third of your whole possessions for a mitzvah, El miyate yisram elei klosa mitzvah salesa v'kula beisa. If you have three mitzvahs, you have to spend up your entire possessions. Now Taisha speaks out, even though you go proportionally, that the first third is already a third, then you're left with 66. You only take a third of that, so it's not the same much as the three thirds were not equal to the whole entire amount. But either way, it's so much that is a have a meetup that you have to give so much for a mitzvah. It can't be such a thing. Which means like this. That if you find a esrig and there's another esrig that's better, you should spend up to a third of the value more for that mitzvah. Because let's say, for example, let's say the esrig costs $60, and you find another esrig that's worth $100, you don't have to spend $100, because that's more than a third more. If it's $90, so it's a third more, you just spend the $90. The only problem with this pshat is that it comes out, you find another esrig then, it's in a davar sai. So it could be something the first time you find something nice, so you have to spend up to a shlish more. Taisla is a little different. Shlish mitzvah means that you find the esrig the size of a walnut, which is the minimum. If you find something bigger, a shlish, you should buy it. That's what Taisus learns. Akaponim, look at Rashi's pshat, you have to spend for hider mitzvah up to a shlish. Bayer Rashi, shlish magav, shlish mabar. Shlish magav, shlish mabar. For example, if the small ones sold for six, and she add two more dirim, which is shlish magav, means two out of the six is a third, which is altogether eight, or shlish mabar, which means nine. A third more after it's nine, which is shlish mabar, that's the shayla. Taiku, we didn't answer the shayla. Marav Amrish read the Rebbe Zeira, at shlish mishaloi, mekam ve'ech mashal gash baruch hu. He says, until shlish you spend for the mitzvah, that you're paying for yourself. But anything you spend after that, Rakrash says, Masha Yosef of Hidden Mitzvah, Yosef al Shlish, Yifloy Akaros Barbachayim. Hashem will pay you in this world, pay you back schar for anything you spend more than a third on a mitzvah. Zok to New Mishnah. Kol Shechafti Vishmirosoy, Hechshartes Niskoy. Anything you chayiv to watch, you chayiv in the Shmirah, Hechshartes Niskoy. So Rashi has two pshatim. First pshat is, anything you chayiv to watch, Hechshartes Niskoy means if it was Mazik, you are the one who prepared that nezek. You didn't watch it right, and therefore you have to pay. Another pshat hechshartes niskoy means you have to fix it. You have to masakin the nezek. That's the lashon kosh. You have to fix the nezek. You have to pay for it. Either way, it means you have to pay. Either the lashon hechshartes niskoy means you're the one who prepared it, and you're the one who caused it to happen. Therefore, you have to pay, or it means you have to fix it. Hechshartes mixas niskoy, chavtushlumin niskoy, kachshachon niskoy. If you do part of a nezek, you have to pay like you did the whole thing. Normally, I don't want to say the example would be if you made the 10th tefach of a bar, so then the halacha is you're responsible for the whole entire bar. We'll see when we see the Gemara, Daf Yud. Now, what type of nechasim you are chayiv? You damage what type of properties are you chayiv for? What type of animals, mamon, properties, what are you chayiv for? Nechasim she'en b'amilo. Only nechasim that are not hektish. Because anything that's hektish, you're not chayiv for. Like we learned before, shara eu, below shara shah hektish. Nechasim she'en shah b'bris. It has to be of Jews. Nechasim am yichadim, it can't be hefker. Over chol makom, yichayiv in every place it goes. Chutz mi rishos am yichadas lamazik. Besides, for if the shor comes into my rishos and my shor hurts it, you're not chayiv. But in the rishos rabim and rishos nizik, you are chayiv. It could be that shem v'regel is part of rishos rabim, so that's a different discussion. Now rishos nizik v'hamazik, rishos nizik v'hamazik. We'll see what that means later on in the Gemara. The Gemara will explain all these different things in the Gemara. And when someone is mazik, he's chayiv to pay the meitav. And what's coming to marba? So we have before it's coming to marba keren. Now according to Rav, the holds the word shor and the first mishnah means keren. So what's coming to marba? The Gemara almost says it's coming to marba shem yisachar hashel v'neis yisachar. So the Gemara Taravon kol shechafti chafti bishmirasi. Anything I'm chayiv to watch, chsharti es nisgoy. I am mechuyev to fix that nezek, or it's my fault, like we said in the mishnah. Ketzah. What's an example? Shor bar shemosu mecheri shayta v'katon v'ziku chayim. And we have to explain what this means. But the words say it's like this: if you have a shor or a bar, you gave it to a cheri shayta v'katon, which is not considered a shmira, you gave it to them and it was damaged, you are chayiv. L'shal, you chayiv to pay for your mamon that's mazik, your bar that was mazik. Mashenkin be'esh. But if you give a fire to a cheri shayta v'katon, you are not responsible. It means then if the cheri shayta went ahead and blew the fire, you're not responsible because that's his mice and not mine. So it's more asked in my asking, what are we talking about? Ilev of a shar kosher or bar mechusa. All we're talking about a shar that was tied up and a bar that was covered well. Like Tais speaks out, it was covered well. It was a shmira meula. It was a good shmira. And that's why, and the Kavas say, Gabi Eish, Gacheles. And that's why the Eish is talking about the same type of thing. It's about a coal, not a fire. A Gacheles, a coal, goes out. So then the question is, Maishnacha, Maishnacha. Why by Eish are you potter? Because it was something that was watched. And who caused it to happen? The Cheresheth Vigotan. See, here also, by a Shor Kosher, by Mechusa, right now it's being watched. Shmiru Mula. So why am I chaya for that? So Elo, what must be? Bashar Mutter. Ubar Megula. It was an untied shar, it was not tied. Ubar Megula was an uncovered pit in the ground. The Kavasei Gabi Eish means Shahabes, means a big flame. So Mashen came by Eish to Pata, why are you Pata then? Because the question is like this, that if I didn't watch my shar, I'm Chayiv, if I didn't watch my Eish, I should be Chayiv also. Terry said, I did watch it, so why Chayiv by Shar and Bar? What's going on here? Like the Mara says, first, one more shlok, it's Midachiska, Lo Yishanu, that you Pata by Cherishat Vekotan by Eish, El Shemashalei Gachalas Liba. He gave him a Gachalas and he blew on it. Aval Shaheves, Chai, but Shaheves, you are Chai, my time in the Bar Yizek, it's Shogun Yimazik, it's not even, it's not even the Chayish of the Gotham, by itself Yimazik. So what exactly is the case of this price that says, Shor Obar that gave the Chayish of the Gotham is Chai, but Aish is Pata. What are we talking about? The Marla Oilam, I'm talking about a Shor Kosher, was tied, Ubar Mechusa, the pit was covered. But the Kavasei Gabi Eish is Gachalas, which goes out. But the Amr is Maishtacha Maishtacha. Why by Shar Yechayev and why by Chalzi Yepater? Shar Darkel and Tuke. Shar, the Derech is that it unties itself. And therefore, you have to come and walk, look at it every hour to see if the Shar is doing it right. Or Bar Darkel and Ture. The bar, the pit gets uncovered. Here, what you did was you gave it to Cheresh to watch, which is a Pshia because you got to watch it yourself. Now, here, even though what happened was the Cheresh untied the Shar, uncovered the bar. But still, since with Chilas of Pshia, I did not watch the whole time. I gave it over to Cheresh of the Katan, and it's darker than Ture, it was going to untie itself. Therefore, it's called Chilas of Pshia, except by Eish, and I'm Chai. Masha'in came by Eish, the Gemara says by Eish is different. By Eish, this is not going to happen by itself. There, as without any Maisa, it will go out by itself. As long as you leave it, it'll sputter out and go out. And Taisvis does not love Rashi's Pshat. Because Tosfos says that L'chaira, it says that if you tie a karayu, or if you cover a karayu, you're potter. There's no shalach, you have to come check it every hour. Therefore, Tosfos answers differently. He says the derech is that the cheresh will untie it. And therefore, if I give my bar or my shar to the cheresh to watch, he's going to untie it. And that's worse. That alone is the psia. Mashen ke gecheles, it's not his derech really to blow on it. Zot gemara, v'lar v'yechon da ma'afilu maslo shahavis nami potter. V'lar v'yechon da holds. Even if you give a Shaheves to a Keresh of the Katan, you're also Pata. Why? Because Shaheves is not Bari Ezek according to Rabbi Yechanan. It's not for Shogun Yibazik, and that's why you're Pata. So the Kavasei Hacha, B'Shar Mutav Vamagulo. And here we're talking about Shar Mutav Vamagulo. So Maishtahacha, what's Taka the difference? Why Shar Mutav we say is Bari Ezek? Am Shaheves not Bari Ezek? Mar says, yeah. Hosom Tzavs the Keresh Gagar. By a Shaheves, if you leave it, it will go out eventually, it will not burn anything. It's because the cheresh got involved in it, that's why it got burnt, and this was not my problem. I'm a geirim, it's only a grama. And that the cheresh did. Masha inkein, a shar mutter, or a bar megula that's uncovered, is a sure going to damage by itself. Hach loy tzafs the cheresh garam. Here wasn't the tzafs of the cheresh, it wasn't because of the cheresh. Loshon tzafsa, either the loshon of a tweezer, like a achiza, grabbing onto it, or it means the achidus, together, the cheresh together with it. So it means the cheresh being together with it did not cause it. Did not cause this thing that happening. So bottom line is like this. We have a braisa that's mechalik from shar and bar and h. Fiv Rosh Lakish, the case like this. There's a shar kosher and a bar mechusa, which means if it was watched karayu, you still chayiv when you give it to cheresh of the katan. Why? Because it's darkel and ture, according to Rashi, because it'll untie itself eventually, and according to Tosfos, because it's derech for the cheresh do that. But by h, it goes out. If you're Yekanon, even by a shaheves, we're talking about even that case. So shar mechusa, shar megula, shar that's not tied, and a bar megula, it's pashit. Why yichayev? Because you didn't watch it. The shaheves, the cheresh is that's not called a bari azeka. It's not showing you mazik. You need the maisa the cheresh, and that the cheresh did is only a garim. That I gave the cheresh only a garim, and therefore you are not chayev for yenas maisa.